Hello, this is Reverend Christian Jansen with you again, grateful and honored to be able to share another teaching from Proverbs this summer. I want to say before I continue, we're going to be reading out of Proverbs 27:17. I just want to express some gratitude to the New Community Church. There was a long time when I was searching for a community that allowed me to question, allowed me to be who I am, and not feel that I had to conform. And I found that here at New Community. So thank you all for being you. So the verse is, like I said, Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. This whole chapter of 27 has a lot of really common sense wisdom in it. And for my last teaching, I talked about how Proverbs was a part of my early formative years as a Christian in gaining wisdom. So there is this kind of concept here that as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And if you were to go up a little bit into the verse, you would see verse 6, wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. Up one more, verse 5, better is an open rebuke than hidden love. There's a thread that's being woven through this chapter as we isolate one little sentence, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You know, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a person in long-term recovery. So what that means is it's been nearly 12 years since I've had a drink or a drug to change the way I feel or the way I see reality. And part of that process, that recovery process for me, is this iron sharpens iron. There's another verse that says, confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. There's this community aspect. If you're there at the altar and you realize your brother has something against you, stop and go be reconciled. So the way we relate to each other is important in God's eyes. And so as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another, is essential for spiritual growth. And I think it's essential for a couple reasons. One is I have blind spots in my life. I don't always see pride in the mirror. I don't always see my delusions of grandeur or how my magnificent magnifying mind is taking me off to a place that doesn't exist in my brain, which it does. And so I need people in my life to help expose these sides that are unknown to me. And some are very gentle and kind, and some are funny and witty about it, and some are very blunt. And I need all of those relationships because they all keep me in a right relationship with myself. The other thing about this and how this happens, this one person sharpens another, is, you know, you got to tell somebody some things they might not like. You know, you might need to be a little bold. You might need to risk some uncomfortability. And for all of you peacemakers out there, this one's going to be hard because you don't want to offend nobody. You certainly don't want to kill someone's spirit. Certainly. And so this is a back and a forth, right? This iron sharpens iron. So we're at the same level, right? You are special, but you're not unique. That whatever you're going through, chances are really high that somebody else has gone through or is currently going through the same thing. And so what we're looking for is someone who might be one step ahead in a certain area of our life, because they might have some guidance and some wisdom And I may be one step ahead of that person on another area of life. And I might be able to offer some guidance and wisdom. So this iron sharpens iron thing happens when we're willing to be transparent about what we're going through. When we're willing to be bold and straightforward and tell somebody about their blind spots. It happens when we're in close proximity to each other. Iron can't sharpen iron if it's, you know, sitting in different rooms. You know, we got to get together. We got to do the doggone thing. We got to live life a little bit. That's one of the things I appreciate about the new community church and the community around it. It's so much of what happens not on Sunday morning, but throughout the week. And people just hanging out and getting together and doing things. And this is what creates opportunity for the friction, for the sharpening. The other thing which I think I'll finish on is, you know, this concept of friction, you know, and that it's necessary as iron sharpens iron. And that it's not comfortable for a lot of us. And if you're anything like me, you know, I want you to like me so bad, so badly, that I may forego saying things that might trip you up or hurt your feelings. But some of those things might also help to change the trajectory of your life. And I know that's happened to me plenty of times. You know, and I can tell you one time in particular, a friend of mine, Mitchell, at this point I had been sober 5 to 6 years. And I met this guy and we were hanging out and creating content. And he said, "You need to go back. You need to go and do the 12 steps. And I was so offended by him. You know, I won't curse on here, but I was very offended. And I said, "What do you mean? I've done the 12 steps. What are you talking about?" And he said, "I think you should go to meetings and you should get back engaged with the 12 steps. And he said that because I was being authentic about what's going on in my life. He said that because he's being bold. He said that because someone has done that for him. And the result, even though it pissed me off in the beginning, the result was I got re-engaged in my recovery. And the mental anguish, the discontentment that I was feeling, it started to be relieved because of this iron sharpening iron. And usually when someone says something to you about you that makes you angry, it's usually because on some level they're right. So transparency, authenticity, willingness to be bold, willingness to be in close proximity to another. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. May you be blessed as you continue to grow in the eyes and the light of Jesus Christ. Amen.